the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Something common is to show humans apocalyptic images of great earthquakes, floods, and destruction of the planet, as if they literally are predicting their future. Many of these abductees receive missions, assignment to feed the survivors, assuring them that they will be taken to another planet to participate in the progressive evolution of life in the universe. This is how they make them believe that they care about the future of the Earth, and that they must collaborate, since everything they have done to them is for the good of the human species, and to reach a new stage of progress, and achieve a new human extraterrestrial race. After the experiments, they are usually returned to the place where they were picked up, although sometimes they are left in distant places. But the abductee is left without knowing what happened. He does not remember anything. To find out, psychiatrists often resort to hypnotic regression, which, although not 100% reliable, it is to a certain extent. There are testimonies of pregnant women who remember that the fetus was removed. Some abductees feel that an object has been inserted into their body. In general, we can say that these experiences are traumatic, and they need psychological or psychiatric treatment to be able to understand what happened and be able to overcome the traumas, especially of having been immobilized and not being able to resist and being manipulated without their consent. They also have traumas that include fear of hospitals, needles, and other kind of manipulations, which produce alterations in their sexual functioning, which can have negative repercussions in their relationship with their spouse or sentimental friends. Mike was a teenager in 1961 when he had this experience. He had gone with his friend Carl and his parents on a car trip up the coast of Maine. One of the nights, Mike was kidnapped by aliens and taken to a ship that had landed near where he was. He found himself in a small room, and he was naked. He saw a small, slim female figure with long blonde hair. He believed that he could see her soul and know her thoughts. He stated in his hypnotic regression that they had sex. Then she explained several things to him. She told him of the destructive path humanity was on, and that his emotions, knowledge, and all of his perceptions were going to be changed. In fact, his psychology was altered by this experience, and from then on, he became a lonely person. When he married his girlfriend, they had fertility problems and had no children. In his psychiatric treatment and hypnotic regression, he said that he felt a forced arousal on the ship. His mind was full of erotic scenes. She read his mind and explained that his sperm was needed to create special babies. He remembered that one of those beings on the ship explained to him that she could change into infinite forms, and that this being had adopted one so that he would not be afraid. But he saw other beings with monstrous forms. The psychiatrist reports, "Encounters during abduction with various shape-shifting spirits are interesting, as they constitute the actualization of negative emotional forces in the form of evil or demonic spirits." Another case. Stephanie, in March 1984, woke up at night and saw flashing red lights. The doors to the rooms and the bathroom door were open. She sat up, propping herself up on her elbows. She saw three of them with skinny legs and arms walking in a straight line towards her room. Two of them reached the end of her bed, and the flickering lights and noise ceased. She looked at them and saw their eyes and the power and authority they held. She felt terror and saw their eyes as horrible. She was grabbed by her arms, and she felt the rage of not being able to do anything to fight them. In her hypnotic regression with the psychiatrist, she recalled how a square instrument had been inserted through her abdominal wall. They stuck needles in her forehead, her hand, and her right arm went numb. She saw a lot of those still beings looking at her. She felt uncomfortable not having clothes. She said, "It was a terrifying experience to look into their eyes and then see how everything went black." From this experience, which was repeated several times throughout her life, she had terrifying dreams with recurring nightmares. Her relationship with her husband became impossible, and they had to sleep in separate rooms. In July 1985, she found out that she had cancer. She did not die, and with psychiatric treatment, she was able to live a relatively calm life. Jess was a young abductee who, in her hypnotic regression session, recalled being taken aboard a ship by extraterrestrial beings who inserted a probe-like instrument into intimate parts and removed tissue of some sort. This caused physical trauma. The brother of Jess was abducted. From his young age, he had to be taken repeatedly to medical consultations due to the continuous headaches with convulsions. He had seizures described as strange sensations and blackouts or bouts of confusion. When he was approximately 12 years old, he suffered another abduction. In another abduction, he recalled with the therapist the terror he felt when his penis was placed on a device similar to a key. Wires or tubes were applied to his testicles, and a sperm sample was extracted, while he was terrified and paralyzed on a table in a UFO. He also recalled that he saw a non-human female figure pushing a tray with several cylinders, each containing a test tube fetus. With the psychiatrist, he remembered that he had a dual human extraterrestrial identity and had a mission to fulfill on Earth at the time of its destruction. All this caused him tremendous psychological problems, and his relationship with his girlfriend became very difficult. As we can see, intrusive sexual and reproductive procedures, which constitute the central aspect of the abduction phenomenon, can profoundly affect the intimate life and general well-being of abductees. In the case of Leonie, she saw that when she was abducted, so was her little brother, who was a baby at the time. After her experience, she had a complete rejection of having sexual relations with her husband. Little by little, she was able to overcome it to a great extent. Leonie's fears of intimacy extended to the point of being touched, and often she drowned her sorrows with liquor. It appears, according to the psychiatrist, that all three of Leonie's children were also involved in these abduction phenomena. The case of Sophia. One night, she woke up and a hand of some kind of creature with long fingers that were wider at the tips reached out and grabbed her. She was terrified and wanted to scream and call her mother, and she couldn't. She was immobilized. She appears to have had several abductions. One day, she had an unexplained mark on the side of her left hand in the shape of a horseshoe. In her hypnotic regression, she said, "They are like monsters that come to kidnap me, but they are real. I cannot do anything. I called my mom and wanted to scream, but I couldn't move. Words wouldn't come out. They floated me out through the front door. In the field outside my house, there was a kind of ship, and a lot of light came out of it. A being took me to the ship despite my screams. He cut me on the fourth finger of my left hand, and he said, 'I am studying your planet. We are trying to curb the damage from pollution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.